Time to talk footy.
Eddie, Eddie, Eddie! Oi, oi, oi! Eddie's got a goal! Eddie, he can no right to win that! Listen to the chant!
Thanks to Fairmont Homes, their 50th birthday bash is on now. Visit a display village to find out more. Eddie Betts, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Yeah, I see you got the beanie on today. How cold was it at Cardinia Park on the weekend?
It was absolutely freezing. I mean, it was probably the coldest game I've ever played in. I played in some cold games with rain and hail and stuff, but that was absolutely freezing down there.
What happened in the second half? It just we were totally in it up to half time, but they just put the foot to the floor and the Crows couldn't keep up.
Yeah, I guess in that third quarter we dropped away and you know they put the score on the scoreboard and yeah we didn't play our way and you know in the last quarter we showed some fight and went back to the way we played, but you know it was too late by them.
What was he like after the match? Was he philosophical? Was he laid back, or did he? Was he a bit more intense and a bit more fired up than he normally is?
No, not really. It was just you know, it's a learning curve, and you know we got to go back to the drawing board and we'll learn from this loss and then we'll move on.
What was the instruction from Dom Pike with regard to the way in which, and you had a great vantage point to witness this, the way in which Geelong were able to keep a couple loose, outnumber you guys in the forward line constantly? It felt like they never got sucked up to the contest, and it was tough for you guys to get out the back.
Yeah, it was. And I guess the way that we play, we send one of the forwards up into the midfield, and you know they have to reset pretty hard to even the numbers back in the forward line. And you know Geelong's back, you know they played a lot of footy together, and you know they're very experienced. So yeah, it's always hard coming up against Geelong, especially down at Skill Stadium. But yeah, we've got to learn from it and move on.
It's such a mad season, isn't it? Like, you look at 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Have you ever remember a season like this?
No, I haven't. And we're all on 48, isn't it?
Yeah.
On 48 points.
48,
so,
yeah.
You know, every game now is vital, so we've got to go out and hopefully win as much games as we can.
But people like David and Owen and fans, football fans, spend a lot of this time of the year talking about things like percentage, trying to do the maths and, you know, all the gymnastics required and the arithmetic to work out what's required. Do you guys spend any time talking about that, or is that just something fans do?
That's probably something our fans do. We're just speaking about going out and getting the win and playing our way week by week. So, you know, this week it's the Bombers on Sunday afternoon. So that's what we're going to focus on, and we'll see how we go.
But I know you're not tragics like us. You know, I've got just opened my app here, and I think I've spent 3 hours a day looking at it for the past month. But against Essendon and then Brisbane, they're two sides that have really, really struggled all year. Do you just go in saying, nah, it's 4 points? Or do you go in saying, well, hopefully it is 4 points, but 4 points and 10 goals? Do you have an internal discussion around how big a win you can go for? Is it just about getting the win?
Nah, it's just about getting the win, to be honest.
Yeah.
And playing our structure, and playing the way that we want to play. I mean, you know, we didn't play the way we wanted to play in the third quarter against Geelong, and you know, we've got to work on that and go out and do it this week. So it's not more so how much we win by, it's going out and playing our way.
Hmm.
What about the end of the season? The final floating fixture at the end of the year has been talked about a lot in the last week or so with regard to the fact now that the Crows will play Friday night, been originally slated perhaps for a Monday, albeit it's all been up for negotiation. I imagine some of you more American sports fans that follow the NFL might like the idea of Monday night football, but what's the feeling amongst the playing group that you might be playing 3 games in 13 days, and that's now a Friday night game, that final round?
Yeah, well, it was a bit weird, you know, with all the stuff building up to it, because they said it was Monday and we didn't know what day it was. And,
yeah.
You know, I think it came out yesterday, was it?
Yeah.
That it's a Friday. So, it doesn't matter for the boys. It's just another game. And like I said, we've got to go out and get the win. You know, it's going to be a big game that Friday night against West Coast. So we'll see how we go then.
What's the latest with Tex? He's looking unlikely for Sunday.
No, Tex will be fine.
He's going to be all right.
He'll be all right.
So you reckon he'll be out there?
We'll see how he goes. You know, Tex is a professional, and you know he's been on the ice machine a lot. So we'll see how he pulls up.
For a period of time on Saturday night, it kind of looked, watching the game, like we might be having a Bulldogs like sudden injury epidemic. They had a horrific couple of injuries, with Mitch Wallace probably being the most graphic among them. But Daniel Talia got the cork, but it was hard to tell at the time. Tex was not looking right. Charlie Cameron went down with his knee, went underneath him. How quickly do you hear about the severity of injuries? Did they tell you, or does the policy never to say anything? Do you get to a quarter time break and they go, oh, "Don't stress, he's okay," or do you never know?
Well, when Tails, I was on the bench and Tails was iced up and I was like, "Mate, you okay?" And he just said, "Yeah, it's a corky, but I'll be fine." And then I was coming on for Charlie, and he was actually supposed to come off, but he had to go pick someone up, and then ended up doing it, coming collapsing underneath his knee, I think. So, yeah, I thought it was pretty bad at that time because it looked bad, yeah. And I was kind of stressing a little bit on the bench waiting for him to come off, and he ended up getting off and running off, and you know, and I asked him, I said, "You okay?" And he just said, "Yeah, I just collapsed underneath me."
Yep.
He said it felt bad, but now it's okay.
Did you get to have a fireside chat at all with Danger? Was there any friendly moments, or was it all a bit more business-like this time around?
Nah, it was more so just business with Danger.
Did you end up texting him before the game?
Nah, I didn't. I should have. He played all right.
Should have got someone to take him out for a big night on the tiles on the Friday. Might have slowed him down a bit.
Yeah.
Hey, Eddie, can I ask you your thoughts about the story out of Darwin with these young men, young Indigenous men, and the way they're being treated in detention up there? I understand you put pen to paper on Facebook or had a bit to say about it privately. It must make you feel pretty distressed seeing those images.
Yeah, it was kind of hard to watch. You know, I was sitting at home and my wife said, "Put on the ABC because the Four Corners are on." And just watching, you know, the way that these young kids have been treated is I just couldn't watch it, to be honest. You know, these kids shouldn't be treated like this. I mean, no matter how naughty they are, you know, it's wrong to treat these young kids like that.
I remember reading that interview you did, I think it was with Michael Maguire, the advertiser, a couple of months ago, talking about growing up in Port Lincoln and how there were times in your life where, you know, you sort of fell in with a bad crowd.
Yeah.
And I guess if you treat people as badly as they have been treated in Darwin, you're probably just going to make them worse, aren't you?
Yeah, and I guess, you know, what I was emphasising on back in Port Lincoln, they need programs, after school programs for young youth, so they don't hang out at night, or they're not doing the wrong thing and stealing and doing all drugs and all that kind of stuff. So we need to set up some programs for these youth so they have something to do after school hours.
Mm-hmm. Footy's a huge part of that often too, isn't it?
Yeah, and it is. Like back in Port Lincoln, you got the Mallee Park Footy Club where, you know, young Indigenous kids after school go there and they, you know, they have programs down there to help these young kids out.
We should ask too, before you go, Eddie, that the Crows are going to announce some new signings today, not for your side of things, but the women's side is going to be revealed a little bit later today. We've been hearing about it in 5AA News throughout the morning. Have you bumped into any of the girls? Do you share the facilities? How is that going to work? Have you got any sense of that?
No, not yet. But, you know, it's exciting for the Adelaide Footy Club to get a women's team in. So, yeah, I can't wait to see what happens with that. And I'm looking forward to it. We'll have to wait to see who we're signing this afternoon.
Do you reckon it'll ever get to the point where it's merged? Like 100 years from now, do you reckon there'll be men and women playing together? It's always going to be separate.
I'm not sure, to be honest. Yeah,
happens in primary school. Yeah. Often you're out there.
Well, the girls are often bigger in their primary school too.
They're often better. Our school teams played against some sides that have had some cracking young girls running around who may end up being the Crows of the future. Some of the kids playing for Fulham and, you know, Star of the Sea and Grange and Port Adelaide, all the different sides.
It's going to be interesting. You know, there's going to be another showdown in town
with
the women.
That's right.
So, yeah, it's going
to
be great.
You can see it's great for those girls, isn't it, that do get to play a younger level to go, "Oh, I could be a Crows player one day."
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You can see the importance of it.
Yeah,
in terms of the you know, the strength of the sport as well.
When you consider like what 45% of the crowd at any given AFL game is female, it's probably silly in retrospect that it's taken us this long to get there. Now, before we let you go, have you got a fun fact? Or have you taken the day off?
I've taken the day off today. Sorry, guys. I'll have to get back to you.
Mid-season break. No, there is a bye in the fun facts as well.
We put a couple of byes in.
Yeah, that's right. Look, good luck for Sunday. Should be a cracker. And, we'll go back to looking at the app, working out how many percentage points you need. And, you know, if you can kick 17 goals, that'd be terrific.
If you are wondering, feel free to text us at any time. We'll tell you precisely what's required, Eddie.
I will do.
Jeez,
all right, let's check on traffic. Thanks to Dave Potter Honda. Test drive the next generation new Honda Civic now at SA's number one Honda dealer, Dave Potter Honda.